Editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected Hamas's latest offer for a ceasefire and return of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was still room for negotiation.
While there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached. And we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Tuesday delivered its counteroffer to a ceasefire proposal drawn up by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs and delivered to the militant group last week by Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Blinken has been conducting intense shuttle diplomacy, crisscrossing the Middle East on Tuesday in his fifth visit to the region since the deadly Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, and meeting with the leaders of Egypt and Qatar, two countries mediating the hostage negotiations with Hamas. Officials say a U.S. drone strike has killed a high-ranking militia commander in Iraq. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. officials suspect Kataib Hezbollah led an attack in Jordan late last month that killed three American troops. Today, two officials said a U.S. strike targeted a senior militia commander in Baghdad, and two officials with Iranian-backed militias say the strike killed Kataib Hezbollah's top operations commander for Syria. The strike comes days after the U.S. attacked dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. Sagar Magani, Washington.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and news